Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Governor Nathan Deal is in Augusta today for the grand opening of the Georgia Cyber Center. The $100 million complex will train students for cybersecurity jobs. It's also home to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation's new cybercrime unit. The state built the center after the Army announced it was moving its cyber command to nearby Fort Gordon, bringing thousands of jobs to the region over the next decade. It's been just over a week since the new hands-free driving law took effect across Georgia. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on its enforcement so far.
The Department of Public Safety says more than 250 people got tickets and more than 1,000 received warnings between July 1st and the 8th for violating the hands-free measure. Drivers can't use any part of the body to support or hold a cell phone while behind the wheel. That means no reading emails, typing out text messages, or checking Facebook. Holding your phone while driving is also illegal in 15 other states. The governor's Office of Highway Safety says those states saw traffic fatalities decline by an average of 16% in the 2 years after their hands-free laws were passed. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
For the second time in a month, a man has breached a secure area at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Adonis Andrews was arrested around 2 a.m. Tuesday. Police tell WXIA he was found wandering around an access road inside the airport's security perimeter. Andrews faces criminal trespass charges. Last month, the man was arrested for trying to jump onto the wing of an airplane. Yellow flags are flying today on many Georgia and South Carolina beaches, warning about dangerous riptides. According to the National Weather Service, Tropical Storm Chris is fueling the currents that can quickly pull swimmers into deep water. If Chris gains enough speed to become a hurricane, forecasters warn it could cause more dangerous rip currents tomorrow. They suggest swimmers use caution and pay attention to lifeguard warnings. Atlanta is preparing to host one of college football's biggest media events for the first time next week. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
With the college football season just around the corner, SEC Media Days is headed to Atlanta after 17 years in Birmingham. During the four-day event, reporters will get FaceTime with coaches and players from every SEC team, including the University of Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, and Florida. UGA coach Kirby Smart will be in the spotlight after the Bulldogs made it to the NCAA championship game last season, which was also hosted in Atlanta. Smart will take the stage for his press conference next Tuesday at 9 a.m. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Meanwhile, one of the world's greatest soccer players could play in Atlanta next month. Cristiano Ronaldo is leaving Real Madrid to join Italian club Juventus. On August 1st, Juventus will play in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against a Major League Soccer All-Star team. Six members of Atlanta United were selected for this year's MLS All-Star Game. No word yet on whether Ronaldo will join Juventus in time to play the game on August 1st. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.